Good evening, Europe!
Very good afternoon and a very warm welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I'm your host, Kieran Aritasiot. Sit back and relax, I'm with you until 6 p.m. playing you some of the greatest music from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hello, this is Lea Sir from Slovenia.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal.
Hi, this is Brotherhood of Man.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. One step out of time.
Ooh, yeah. Another week, another day. When I call your miles away, in the arms of another. All my friends say I'm crazy. Night after night I'm waiting. Say that I'm wrong, then you tell me that I'm coming on too strong. One step out of time, one reason to put this love on the line. Again,
Michael Ball, One Step at a Time for the United Kingdom at the 1992 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden. And we played the song that came third last week in Michael Ball's very own national final, A Song for Europe, back in 1992, hosted on BBC One by the late great Sir Terry Wogan, which was Secret of Love, which we love very much indeed here on this show. Of course, the song that came second, As Dreams Go By, was released on Michael Ball's album and has been covered by numerous artists, including the lady who represented Sweden at the 1998 Eurovision Song Contest, Jill Johnson. Yes, so worth checking out that version if you haven't heard it. It's really, really awesome. Well, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase. I'm your host, Kieran Ari Tussiert, here on Forest FM 92.3. You could be listening to us locally across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and across the New Forest on 92.3 FM. Could be anywhere in the world. You could be listening to us on forestfm.co.uk. Of course, you can listen to us on TuneIn Radio. And also, if you just ask your smart speaker, could be Alexa, could be Google, it could be Siri, just say play Forest FM and we will magically appear. Oh yes. Now, if you would like to get in contact with us, there are many, many ways. You can send your request into our website, forestfm.co.uk, and it will find it here. Of course, you can tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, so you can send us a Facebook message there. And of course, you can send us an email, esceshowcase@gmail.com. We're here to celebrate everything about the Eurovision Song Contest. So I'm going to be playing you all sorts of entries. I've got national final songs, new releases from Eurovision artists. The list goes on. Interval acts, of course, as well. Yes, we like to play a bit of River Dance here. And love, love, peace, peace. So don't worry about that. Get your requests and dedications in. And one of our very faithful listeners down the coast in Worthing in West Sussex here in the United Kingdom is James Brett. James, lovely to hear from you once again. And thank you very much for your request. Now, this came second in the UK national final in 2007. No, 8. 2008. That's it. And the UK ended up picking Andy Abraham with Even If. But this came second, and it was down to Terry Wogan to make the choice that year of who was going to represent the UK. It's a baffling circumstance, which it was for every Eurovision fan. Watching prime time Saturday night television in, I think it was of March of 2008, knowing that Terry was going to pick our entry. Awkward, yes. So, obviously, as you can imagine, Andy Abraham didn't do particularly well. He came last, joint last, actually, that year with two other countries, with Germany and Poland. We all got 12 points. But statistically, when it comes to the voting and the points put together, the UK did actually come last. So anyways, we're going to play the song that came second, and it could have done better for the UK. Who knows? Here is Michelle Gale with Woo, You Make Me.
Don't care about the religion.
No.
Don't even care what kind of food you eat it, cause they take it like a shen on mercy. All I know is that I like her, and I wanted to feel like me too. We gotta have a conversation that won't get lost in the translation. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Sunday I stay at home and live a day of solitude. Every Sunday I feel like Friday, I'm in Friday and Robinson. Each Sunday brings to me the week's tranquility. Stay right here in my bed.
Every Sunday begins a Monday improves, and Wednesday is beautiful to Friday.
Then comes Saturday, almost Sunday, and that's when my fun begins. Each Sunday brings to me the week's tranquility.
Austria 1982 here on Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. That is Mess with Sunday. The German version was called Sonntag. And that came ninth with 57 points. A really up-tempo, happy song for Austria in 1982. And throughout the week, I've been diving back into the 1982 contest. I wanted to listen to and watch a classic Eurovision just to chill out in the evenings after a very busy day at work, and it really has helped. But it's incredible to see how low key the contest was. Do you know, it only ran for about 2.5 hours. Could you believe that these days? Crazy. And Jan Leeming was the presenter of the contest, and yeah, the interval act was really interesting. As in bizarre, as the BBC Concert Orchestra were playing some beautiful music, no doubt about that, but the clips, there were clips of Yorkshire and Castle Howard, basically all the way around, just being repetitively played while the music was being played. So it lasted for about 10 minutes, and I was like, geez, this is bizarre. And yeah, 1982. Library footage from the BBC, yeah, maybe, questionable. The good old 1982, that's a good year to watch, and some nostalgic songs there, some really great entries, and Bardo with One Step Further was the UK entry that year, and if you can remember how weird, not awful, but the live vocals were not very good, basically, and I'm surprised they came seventh, put it that way. And but Germany's winner from Nicole, Germany's first ever win at the Eurovision with Ein bisschen Frieden, a little peace, a beautiful, beautiful song. Okay, now it's time for our next request. We're going to Gothenburg, Sweden, Göteborg, Sverige, and we say hello to Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden, yes. And we are going to now hear a couple of songs that he's requested. And I thought, well, because I completely forgot to play them last week, I am going to play double for you this week. So first up for you, lovely Robert, and for our fellow lovely listener here on Forest FM. Here is the song that came fifth in the Latvian Eurovision National Final back in 2002. Now, you couldn't get any more random than this, could you? Here is Loris Renix with My Memory Tape.
Reality, you can call me a refugee. Don't wanna have another smile. Oh, baby, if it's just for a while. I'm tired of this mystery and lack of honesty and lack of probability. So pliable and reliable. But girl, you wanted more. You wanted me to be your man, but you never try to understand. I'm tired of this mystery and lack of honesty and lack of probability.
Oh, that was really cheery, wasn't it? Loris Renix with My Memory Tape from the Latvian National Final in 2002. Yeah, okay. Now, in just a few moments, we will have Rob's Random Request. Oh yes, one of my favourite parts of the show. But we're going to hear now another song, which is requested from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Here is Johanna Sakinen from the Finnish National Final in 2002 as well. Yes, it's all 2002. Not quite. Here is Who Cares About a Broken Heart. This is a nice schlager, up-tempo song to get you moving.
It's over now, but still those two.
Okay, it's about a broken heart from Johanna Sarkkinen from the Finnish national final in 2002. Now, that came fourth, but I'm puzzled. Now, I love Laura's Addicted to You, which was Finland's 2002 entry, but that was amazing and would have fitted 2002 perfectly. And probably would have done Finland a lot better and not get relegated from 2003. I don't know. Who knows? But now it's time for us to do something completely random.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest.
It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, it's my favourite time of the week. It's
thank you, darling.
It is. It's when I grab my husband, I bring him into the studio, and we do his favourite part. And it's my
famous part, actually.
Famous part.
And favourite part.
Yes.
All the Fs, in fact, apart from the rude one.
Yeah, we don't do that.
No, we don't do that.
So please, Rob, explain your random request.
Cool. So I have a hat with years and a hat with countries. The years span from 1956 to 2020. Mm-hmm. And the countries span from A to Z. Well, A to Y. There's no Z, is there? Because Y, Yugoslavia,
yeah.
So they don't exist anymore. But we might get them for earlier years.
Yes.
And A, I think Albania is the first in the alphabet.
Yeah, because years ago I said Andorra, yeah. But that wasn't...
was incorrect.
Alphabetically
it was
correct.
Incorrect. So that's where we are. So I have the hat of years in my hand as we speak.
Wonderful. Pick one, dear.
Shall I pick one? Oh, the anticipation. We need a drum roll.
It's not a machete. Ooh. Machine gun.
1984.
Oh, the contest in Luxembourg.
You weren't even born.
No.
I was, because I'm old. To be fair, I was three. That year. Later that year.
Wasn't that bad? Oh,
dearie me. Okay, so let's try and find a country that fits, shall we? That matches.
Yeah, go for it.
We have added Kazakhstan, Japan, and South Korea, so hopefully we'll get pick one of those two.
They were probably watching, but they certainly weren't participating.
Okay, we have Hungary.
No, they debuted in 1994.
Oh, 10 years later. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, well, never mind.
Close,
never mind.
I guess.
Latvia, they were still in part of Russia then, weren't they?
They were. Yeah. And they debuted in 2000.
Oh, there you go. So third time lucky, maybe. Estonia? No, we're going with the Baltic at the moment. So, right, okay, let's try the fourth time lucky. I need to get better at this, don't I?
No, you don't.
Azerbaijan? No, they were also part of... So we're not... Come on then, come on. Bosnia and Herzegovina? No,
oh
no.
Oh my gosh, that was our fifth country.
Yeah,
draw,
six, bro. Come on, six. United Kingdom! There we are, back onto home soil.
Back into home soil.
So from Azerbaijan to Bosnia to the UK, that's a trip and a half, isn't it?
Oh god, I feel like my head's been spinning, dear.
Wouldn't mind doing that trip though, although I imagine at the moment we wouldn't be able to do that trip.
Probably not, no. Like, we can't go anywhere, really, out of the country.
But Germany and Italy, I think, and Greece are okay.
Yeah, most of Scandinavia. But I think the Baltics still we can't go to.
I think we can go to the Baltics.
Or they don't want us there.
Yeah. Germany we're going to at
blame
Christmas.
Them, to be
so
yes.
I'm hopeful that'll be our one trip this year that hasn't been changed. We can actually get to Germany, because Germany's had a really low infection rate.
Yeah. Anyway, can we not talk about coronavirus?
Sorry.
This is where we can get out of it. So, seventh place, dear. For the United Kingdom in 1984.
Might have been the seventh one I chose.
I think it might have been, actually, now I think of it.
Ironic.
Mm. Oh, that's a good song, Alanis Morissette.
She's good, by the way, Alanis Morissette. I've got all of her albums.
Yeah, I know. So, Belle and the Devotions with Love Games. The United Kingdom, 1984.
We're only doing Love Games. That one?
Close, yes.
Oh, okay.
Very Motown-esque, but this is awesome. Thank you, Dan.
It's all right, enjoy.
We will. The United Kingdom, 1984. Belle and the Devotions, Love Game.
Let me know.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news, information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News
with Kieran Uritotiot.
And your news is dated of Saturday, the 5th of September 2020. Now, Germany have selected its debut entry for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. It has been revealed, and Susan will represent Germany with the very German title, Stronger With You, Junior Eurovision 2020. Now, Junior Eurovision songs can have at least 20% English lyrics, so bear that in mind. Now, the full list of entries participating in the official Eurovision Song Contest fan group OGAE Song Contest of 2020 has been released. 28 songs will compete in this year's contest, which is being organised by OGAE UK for the second year in a row after Lewis Capaldi's song of Someone You Loved won the OGAE Song Contest last year. This was the United Kingdom's second consecutive victory and sixth victory overall in the OGAE Song Contest, this making the United Kingdom the most successful country in the contest alongside Spain and France. The Finnish broadcaster YLE has confirmed that UMK 2021 will be held on February the 20th, and it will take place in the Mediapolis studios in Tampere in Finland. The submission window for Estelau, the Estonian national final of 2021, is open. Vodka Sudouchka, who represented Ukraine at the 2007 Eurovision Song Contest coming second, has released a brand new EP. It's called Sexy, and the following songs are on there: Sexy, Disco Kicks, Swedish Lullaby, and Make It Rain Champagne. And finally, Katrina from Katrina and the Waves has released a brand new single, and it's called I Want to Love Again, and we'll hear it very shortly.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, I'm Rob.
And I'm James.
And you can join us for the Eurotrip podcast every single Wednesday.
That's right, join us for all the latest news, some fun games, and some of the biggest guests from the Eurovision Song Contest.
Hi, this is Nikki French.
Hello, my name is Alex Van Agy.
Hello, this is Miriam Christine.
I'm Rambo Amadeus. Please enjoy the podcast Eurotrip. Bye-bye.
So join us on Acast, on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and subscribe to make sure you don't miss a thing.
It is easy what I say.
What I say.
This is the Eurotrip.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
I want to love again, again. I'm ready to love again.
I never thought I could replace you. Memories of you. Everything I do, you know I still see.
Katrina Leskanich. Yes, that is Katrina from Katrina and the Waves, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest in 1997 for the United Kingdom with Love Shine a Light. That is her brand new single. It's called I Want to Love Again. And of course, you can get that on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and you can preview it on YouTube as well, and everywhere else where you get your music, Amazon Music, etc. Okay, and as promised, I'm going to play you a song from the brand new EP from Varka Sudochka. We all know her as Dancer Russian Tublai, but from 2007's Ukrainian entry. Here is one of the songs from the EP, and just because of the title, I have to play it, because I would do great injustice if I don't play it. And someone will clearly say, you know, somebody will clearly say to me, what's wrong with you, Kieran? Why didn't you do that? So here is Varka Sudochka with the hilarious song titled Make It Rain Champagne.
Make it rain champagne.
Sitting in the bathtub, riding on the train, waiting at the bus stop. You gotta make it rain.
Make it rain champagne.
Lonely in the desert, or lost in space. You know it doesn't matter. You gotta make it rain.
Make it rain champagne. Dinner with your parents, or out on a date. You know it doesn't matter. You gotta make it rain. Make it rain champagne.
Going to the doctor, or riding on a plane. You gotta keep on popping. You gotta make it rain.
Make it rain champagne.
Make it rain, make it rain. Make it rain, make it rain. Make it rain, make it rain.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
L'amour, ça vous met dans le cœur des crayons de couleur pour dessiner le monde. L'amour. Deviens musicien, de vrai petit Chopin, rien que pour une blonde. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique, ça met le bonheur en musique, ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour.
ça fait changer la vie. L'amour, ça vous met dans les yeux un regard fabuleux qui vous change un visage. L'amour, ça vous donne des ailes pour monter dans le ciel jusqu'au septième étage. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique. Ça met le bonheur en musique. Ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour, ça fait changer la vie. L'amour, c'est un grand magicien qui vous change un chagrin en moins d'une seconde. L'amour, en un mot commençant, ça vous donne 20 ans dans tous les coins du monde. L'amour, c'est tellement fantastique. Ça met le bonheur en musique. Ça rit de toute sa symphonie. L'amour, ça fait chanter la vie.
La Belgique, 1978. Yes, that is Belgium, 1978. Jean Vallier, L'amour se fait chanter la vie, which means love, it makes life sing. Isn't that really soppy, but such a good song? Probably one of my favourite Belgian entries. It's up there in my top three, that is for sure. Controversial, I know, but I love the old-time French ballads. They were absolutely stunning back in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, 80s. Oh, my goodness me. The list goes on. There are so many good ones there. Okay, it's now time for us to showcase a song that probably should have made it to the Eurovision Song Contest from a national final. Yes, this is the best of the rest. And this week's Best of the Rest takes us to the UK national final, the Great British Song Contest of 1996. Now, this didn't make it out the semi-final on the 1st of March of 1996, but it was eliminated. But I tell you what, this is such of its time. I think maybe, you know, Ginger G had a fantastic result, no doubting that. Coming eighth, obviously we would have expected better, never mind. But she got to number one here in the UK, and she charted all over the world, literally. So maybe, I think this one would have maybe done equally as good as Gina G. I think so. So here is Lewis with I Just Want to Make Love to You, written by Ben Keane, Paul Thompson, and Mike Koranis. Here is Lewis.
don't close your heart to how you feel. Dream, and don't be afraid the dream's not real. Close your eyes, pretend it's just the two of us again. Make believe this moment's here to stay. Touch me the way you used to do. I know tonight could be all I'll have with you. From now on, you'll be with someone else instead of me. So tonight, let's fill this memory for the last time. Say when words are not enough. Time will be kind once we'll part. And your tears will have no place in your heart. I wish I could say how much I'll miss you when you're gone. How my love for you will go on and hold me now. Don't cry, don't say a word, just hold me now and try to understand that I hope at last you've found what you've been searching for.
A 2010 version of Johnny Logan's Hold Me Now, the winner for Ireland at the 1987 Eurovision Song Contest in Brussels, Belgium. One of the most convincing Eurovision wins of all time. Oh yes, and actually, if you remember back in 2005, there was a congratulations celebration of 50 years of the Eurovision Song Contest, and Johnny Logan's Hold Me Now came third out of all Eurovision entries. Coming second was Domenico Modugno for Italy in 1958 with Ne Plu De Binte Di Blu, which we all probably know as Volare. And the obvious winner was ABBA, Waterloo, Sweden, 1974, down in Brighton. Yes, which we all know and love. Now, it's time for us to hear something live from the Eurovision Song Contest. It's time for Live and Kicking! Live and Kicking. This is one of my favourite parts of the show because this is where I can sort of help you, the lovely listener, immerse yourself of being there at the Eurovision Song Contest, listening to the vocals, the music, the appreciation of the songs, all there amongst thousands and thousands of people. Now, obviously, with what's going on in the world at the moment, that sounds like a horrific idea, doesn't it? But but think of before March, of course. And I want you to pretend you're in the stadium in Oslo, Norway, listening to Iceland, 2010. Here is Hera Björk with a Je ne sais quoi. You're going to love this one. Wonderful. Hera Björk with Je ne sais quoi right here on the Eurovision Showcase, live from Eurovision Song Contest 2010. Take care of yourselves now. It's time for us to go. And I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. here on Forest FM with some more music, some classics, some crazy songs, some new releases from the world of the Eurovision Song Contest. If you want a request, then get in touch. Tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase as well. And if you've missed this show and previous shows, then please do head over to Mixcloud and Spotify to listen back. Arrivederci, au revoir, ravi de same visat, dobizenia, and I'll see you very soon. Toodaloo!
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.